Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Pommy Bueller, the Vice President of Business Development for the Dixie Group. Pommy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Actually, you're a big news story today. The Dixie Group has released their fourth quarter and year-end results, and the company's in the black, made $5 million last year. That's good news. Looks like you've been reducing debt and cutting costs and right-sizing the company, and things are on track, wouldn't you say?
Things are really on track. We have an amazing team. Everybody is working very, very hard. And, you know, we are taking market share. We are selling better products. As you know, that everybody is down, but we are very small percentage down. And where we play, Kemp, after COVID, people are buying better products. We make better products. And that is where I believe the whole focus is.
You know, one of the things that I've got to mention when you think of Dixie, and you're even further strengthening your position here, but, you know, these RSAs that have been out there selling floor covering for the last 20 and 30 years, they got used to selling nylon. I know you've got some other product. You've got a real strong offering in nylon, and you're actually going to start extruding your own nylon fiber this year, right?
We are actually doing it as we speak. And yes, we are the nylon house. Majority of our products are nylon, and that is the best performing product. Kemp, where we play, like I said, in the top end of the market, that is when people pay money for the flooring, they want it to perform. They want it to look good. They want it to look good for a long period of time, and that is what we deliver to the market.
You know, in a February issue of Floor Focus, we did a story on broadloom carpet. I asked the listeners to go look at that story because nylon is still king when it comes to performance, just like you said. And that's not Floor Focus saying that. That's us interviewing the market and the suppliers telling us that. It's a good play for Dixie. Let me catch up with you the winter markets. I know you've been living in a suitcase for the last 2 months. Give us a read for what you're seeing out there.
Yes, the first 2 months, that is the trade show season. Retailers are cautiously optimistic. There are price pressures. There are demand pressures also. Lack of installers is a big deal. But what I saw that pretty much overwhelmingly, customers are willing to buy better products. I think the question I raised to everybody in the markets was, are your retail sales professionals ready to sell better products? Do they know how to sell better products? And Kemp, this was a very proud moment that I want to share with you and your listeners. People are saying we are not training. You know, PK is PK, and there's a lot of PK on the internet. Training is how to understand the customer's needs. And kind of like going back to basics, you know, getting more out of each orders. We are not installing more products, so why not sell better products? And I share this proudly, and I'm going to share with you and your listeners. If you do not have a $20 square foot product in your showroom, you'll never sell it. If you have it, but you never show it, you'll never sell it. If you have it, you show it, but you don't believe in it. You're kind of selling it to yourself. You will never sell it. That is kind of the message I share. And RSPs start gravitating towards better products.
But you say $20 a square foot, right?
Yep, I did.
Okay.
That's
a nice product.
I mean,
product.
If you don't have you show a $20 product, even if the customer doesn't buy, they end up going to $9 or $10. That looks like a much better product. That's why I say the new good, better, best is the best, better, good. And we really had some very, very successful, great shows this year. You know that we are celebrating our Fabrica's 50th anniversary, and Fabrica is selling so much better product. I think one of the key messages is that nobody should ever lose a sale because of color. And you know that we do a custom color on Fabrica. We do on Maslin. A lot of people don't know it. And here's the news to your listeners. We're going to start doing it on the Dixie products also. And we really launched some amazing products. You were at the shows. People are saying, wow, we cannot believe carpet could be this beautiful.
All right, let's shift to another topic real quick. You know, many people know that you spent a long time with DuPont, which turned into Invista. There was these DuPont flooring centers that, you know, were the top end, the best place to go buy flooring. And when Invista got out of the business, you started these premier flooring centers. Give us a quick update on what's going on there.
Kemp, you're taking me through the memory lanes also. Premier Flooring Center, the PFCs, PFCstores.com, your listeners can go to. That is close to 250 best of the best flooring stores. It is literally the who's who of the flooring industry. We have done some record-setting private sales in the last week alone. I did about 50 of those or so. In 2023, PFCs finished 15 to 18% better than the marketplace, and they were better than all our regular TDG customers also. In 2024, I have set some lofty goals. I believe we'll settle somewhere between 15 to 20% better than the market again. And that'll be somewhere 10 to 12% better than the rest of the TDG. I mean, don't take me wrong. There are some PFCs who are not doing at those levels. One simple distinction is the training. They are not using the right selling. They are not using the methodology or the system, how to partner with the customer and how to sell better products. And we always find new ways how to help our line partners. I'm very proud of this network, and we have not even scratched the surface. It is going to continue to get better.
Just to clarify, too, so you can be an NFA member, you can be a Carpet One dealer. I mean, PFC, you know, cuts across different groups, and it's door sticker, and it's a training mentality.
It is a lot more than that. It is basically the philosophy of right selling. Rising tide lifts all boats. So it has no conflict with NFA, no conflict with any buying groups or so. Yeah. The whole store, yes, we give better benefits and all those things on our products, but right selling methodology, how to engage the customer, how to close the sale before you touch a sample, that is what PFC is all about. We can do a full-length session one day just on the PFC. So no, it is not a sticker only. It is way more involved. I kept it pretty secret so far, but I know you wanted me to talk about it today.
The last thing we're going to talk about is you have these resolutions, and this is an election year. So just give us a quick rundown on your number one resolution for this year.
Yeah. People can, I'm sure you have it, and you'll put it on your website, all the resolutions. But this year, it's probably going to be the craziest election, a lot of negativity, a lot of conflicting messages. Media is going to be expensive. So I'm asking everybody, front load. My number one resolution is front load. Front load your efforts, front load your marketing, work hard, work smart, make up for any possible slowdown in the fourth quarter. So if you build the momentum, there's a pretty good chance your fourth quarter will be much better as well.
All right, Pommy. Well, I appreciate you spending time with our listeners. It's always good to catch up. Again, been talking to Pommy Bueller, the Vice President of Business Development with the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.